Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
What is the worst movie you've ever seen?
Hi, my name is Andrew. I'm calling from Newark, New Jersey. Probably the worst movie of all time that I've ever seen is The Room by Tommy Wiseau. But it's a movie that's so bad that it's actually amazing.
I did not hit her. It's not true. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark. What's new with you?
Well, I'm just sitting up here thinking, you know.
We're asking what your worst movie ever is this morning after Adam Sandler's big night last night at the Razzies. The annual Worst Movie Awards gave all 10 prizes to Adam Sandler's Jack and Jill. It's the first time in the 32-year history of the Razzie Awards that one movie has won every category. Joining us now is Kristen Meinzer, takeaway culture producer and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Now, Kristen, I hear you have a pretty controversial choice for worst movie.
You are on Pandora, ladies and gentlemen. If there is a hell, you might want to go there for some R&R after a tour on Pandora.
So, Avatar.
God, my PTSD is just kicking in hearing that clip. It's hated so
Avatar?
Awful. It's so awful. It has one of my biggest pet peeves, which is the focus on special effects instead of story. And then on top of that, the special effects are awful. They look like everybody looks like Jar Jar Binks in this movie. It's terrible.
The Razzies are for horrible movies. I mean, movies that just, not movies that don't
like
quite
Avatar.
Work.
Like Avatar.
All right. Fine. Fine. Did you see Jack and Jill, by the way?
You know what? I didn't see
all right.
it.
All right.
As per Rafer Guzman's recommendation, Movie Date co-host,
really?
He said it was one of the worst movies he'd ever seen.
Horrible.
And
hideous.
And that breaks one of my other rules, which is you can't let it be all gimmick and no heart. You know, and this is why Jack and Jill probably doesn't work and why a movie like Mrs. Doubtfire does, because it actually has a heart. It's not just men dressing up in women's clothing. It's men dressing up in women's clothing in order to win the love of their children.
Speaking of gimmick, my worst movie ever.
No one laughs at a master of quack fu.
Remember this one?
Oh, yes.
Howard the Duck.
Howard
For
the
some
Duck.
Reason, I think I saw this in the theater as a child, and I just can remember... What is happening here?
It's
Why
Lucas,
is this
right?
duck?
I, George Lucas?
All I know is it's the first movie I ever walked out of. I think I was 9.
A discerning critic even then. John Hockenberry, your worst movie ever?
My worst movie ever is a movie that no one has ever seen called Liquid Sky. It was an avant-garde art movie, and it was so unbelievably horrible. It actually sounded a little bit like the one that listener recommended, The Room by Tommy Wiseau. Does anyone know who Tommy Wiseau is, by the way?
No.
But Andrew, thanks for calling in.
So we know a bad movie, gimmicks, focus on special effects instead of story,
yeah,
Kristen.
And I think lately there have been too many sequels also, which is lazy. Yeah, that's another one of my big issues with.
But there's a huge interest in picking the worst movies of all time. We actually had on this program a documentary about the worst movie that was ever done. The two people came in, one who did the documentary and one who was in the movie. It was absolutely fascinating.
It was
fascinating.
Called Best Worst Movie.
Yes.
It was a fantastic
it was
documentary.
So great.
The worst rated movie ever. And I think people love talking bad movies. Roger Ebert, one of his best-selling books is just a collection of his reviews of the movies he hated the most. Just researching stuff before I came here today, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lists of the worst movies ever made. People love talking about it.
Well, that's Kristen Meinzer, the Takeaway culture producer and co-host of the Movie Date podcast, which you can find at our website, thetakeaway.org.
Trivia question. What's the Jon Stewart movie that he always says he's in that's the worst movie of all time? Smoochie. Something for death to Smoochie. That's
right.